Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My name is Muhammad Akmal bin Mohtar, matric number 143186. Assalamualaikum and a very good day to everyone. I am Muhammad Akmal bin Mohtar, and from today on, I will be your English teacher for the subject English Form 1. So, you probably wondering just what will you learn during my class? Well, of course, just judging by the title, you will be learning English for Form 1. So, the way that you will be learning is we will go by each chapter. For example, in each chapter, we will be dividing it by four sections. Section 1 being reading. So, during that section, we will be doing simple reading activities. I will be giving you text and we will read it together. And after that, we will be answering simple questions regarding the text. So, moving on, the second section that you will be doing is the grammar section. Some people may find it a bit challenging, but if you can read English, then I'm sure that you can do grammar because it is actually quite simple. So, the third section is vocabulary. Vocabulary is basically just you recognizing what words mean. And going back to the first section, if you can read the English word, then high chance that you will understand them. The fourth section is oral, which is basically speaking exercises. You will be given a picture with dialogues in it, and you will reenact the scene with your friends. One person will be character A, one person will be character B. And fifth section is writing. Although just writing will be boring, so we'll be adding a talking section to it. So what you will do, what you will be doing in the section is you will write a simple dialogue or banter with your friends. You can work in how many people in a group you want. But if you work in a group of a lot of people, you will have to interact with a lot of people. So keep that in mind. So you will be interacting, question and answer, keep on asking your friend question and keep answering them. So that is basically how I'm going to do your class. So I want to point out that during my class, I will not hold your hand too much, because I think that to learn something, you need to experience it yourself. So I will give out pointers here and there, but most of the time you will need to work together with your friend. If you do not understand anything, feel free to ask me. Or if you still afraid to ask me, you can ask your friend, work together. It's okay to ask them. I don't count them as cheating, but it is actually an effort to understand something. So that is all from me today. I hope we will see you again, and stay tuned for my next class. Thank you and have a great day.